Welcome to Backfence Unhinged, a conversational thousand-piece puzzle to piece together during the middle of your day, afternoon, or night. That piece is Sky. You're about to hear an unhinged story about a joke gift gone south from Britton Taylor. Then comes the second unhinged part. We'll ask some questions about Britton's story and share a story or two of our own based off of what we hear.
Wait, who are we?
We are. I am Frayn.
I am Andrew.
It's good to see you, Andrew.
It's so good to be seen and to see you as well.
Oh, wow. It's already just so refreshing. Yeah. The beginning of this.
I'm really curious. Do you have any issues with clowns?
Oh, God, yes.
Oh.
I do not like clowns.
Why not?
I don't know. They scare me. I'm one of those people.
I'm one of those people.
One time I was in a car, and people have known this about me since a teenager, I was afraid of clowns. Some seminal moment must happen that I blocked out, I'm sure. But people in my improv troupe, we were driving a car, and they knew this about me. And they would taunt me with this on stage all the time, too. They would bring up clowns or play a clown just to freak me out. And we were in a car, and they started talking about famous clowns. And like I was like, no, you guys, because it really does freak me out. And then I literally, at a stoplight, I got out of the car, and I walked like 2 hours home. So that I didn't have to hear the clown car conversation anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a thing.
Don't like them. Okay. You, Andrew?
Clown agnostic.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm just sort of like, I'm cool with or without them.
I think it was a little cruel of you to wear clown makeup today.
It was. Sorry about that.
I just feel like.
Should have probably texted if that was going to be a problem or
and
not.
And as a 6'4" man, you're always wearing clown shoes.
Yes,
so I'm kidding.
Yes, and I am.
Thank you for the rim shot. That's fun.
Well, let's see. We'll see how you handle today's guest.
We'll see.
Britton Taylor was a longtime strategist at Portland ad agency Wieden & Kennedy and now owns his own consultancy, working for brands like Chili's, Puma, and Oatly.
I've heard of them.
In his spare time, he's a social justice warrior on LinkedIn, the world's largest professional network. Welcome, Britton.
That's a great plug for LinkedIn there.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah.
Do you have a pretty wide following on LinkedIn? Are you a...
Oh, yes. Huge. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
You do. Yeah. I see
it's
you
the place
on there.
To be.
It's, yeah.
Yeah. What do you enjoy so much about being a social justice warrior there as opposed to in other ways?
Well, there's lots of places you can be a social justice warrior, but I find it has more impact on LinkedIn where people don't often see it coming.
Right. Yeah. Okay. They're expecting like job offers.
They're expecting pithy, you know, statements about, you know, how to get ahead in the workplace, but not me. That's not what I'm coming with.
Yeah. Yeah. LinkedIn is both. It's so enjoyably terrible to spend time there.
It truly is.
Yeah. And some of it, you know, some of it I feel like has to do with like who you call as the people who are following you. You know, like I know a lot of people who are in the arts and entertainment world, and that is a good portion of who, you know, I'm engaged with on there. So I think it matters to how I post and how I do things, which I don't post enough, by the way. I've been told that by many people.
Yeah.
And I think what AI is bringing to the table for LinkedIn has been really great. A really net positive.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Are you clowning us?
Maybe.
Speaking of clowns.
Britton, we are so excited to hear your story today.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Does that mean it's time to go?
Does that mean we're beginning? We've rung the clown bell now.
Do we need to give Frayn a little bit of a trigger warning?
This story needs more clown bell. More clown bell.
All right. So this is, I guess, fundamentally about my mother, who is a world-class professional-grade worry wart, I would say. And she worries about a lot of things. I mean, I'd say mostly about her two sons. I'm one of those sons. And I've certainly inherited a lot of her anxiety. There's no doubt about that. But I know she spends a lot of, you know, nights worrying about, you know, dumb shit we've done. I'm sure of it. But there's one thing in particular that I think she worries about maybe more than anything else. And this is the fact that she believes that I am most likely addicted to clown porn. Which is a weird sentence to say out of your mouth.
But also very funny and also, truly, for me, super troubling.
Indeed. So let me tell you how this came to be. It was my 30th birthday, and I came home one day, that day from work, and we had a nanny, Amy, who would help sometimes to take care of our two young children. She was great, and we liked Amy a lot because she had a very peculiar sense of humor. She loved the jokes. She loves the gags, and so she revealed a box. She said, "I got you a very special present for your 30th birthday."
And what did you have any expectation of what it might be? Did you have any?
Not really. Concept? Not really. Uh-huh. I was ready to be surprised, I would say. Uh-huh. But I knew it would be special, thoughtful.
Sure. She was a thoughtful person.
She was thoughtful.
Kind.
Kind. Uh-huh. Yes, absolutely.
Kids.
Funny, great sense of humor.
Your kids loved Amy.
Kids loved Amy a lot, quite a bit.
Great.
And so, you know, it's time for Amy to leave, but she's like, "You need to open it before I depart."
Yeah, she wants to see.
And so I take the top off this the box, or unwrap it, and
careful with your language.
It reveals a treasure trove of whimsical sex toys. And so I'm taking them out one by one. The first was a pair of nipple clamps.
This is from your nanny.
This is from the nanny. That would be a good question to ask.
Right.
What's going on there? I don't know how to describe it. We just shared a common understanding for just funny, silly things.
Right.
All right. So the first item is a pair of nipple clamps.
Wow.
The second item is a string of beads, anal beads, I believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the third item and final item that I pull out of the box was a DVD called "Fuck Clowns." Oh. Yep. And the sort of the tagline was, "Come join the circus freaks where you'll really get sucked in."
Oh, oh boy!
Starring Jodie Moore and a
her.
And yes, she must have name recognition. Is the only thing I can assume. Jodie Moore and a nasty-ass clown.
Oh.
Whoa.
So somewhere there is a porn actor who has that on their, you know, IMDb, right, just nasty-ass clown.
Wow. Wow. And is that clowns with an apostrophe on that end?
It is. And actually, I thought it would be helpful for our viewers. I did bring a picture of the DVD. And I don't know.
We'll post that in our show notes.
As you're able, I don't know if you might be able to describe what's happening on the cover of this DVD to our listener.
Well, it's graphic.
It's graphic. there are what is interesting about it is there are like little what are those called? Little stars.
Like starbursts.
Little starbursts that are covering the clown's organ.
Yes. This is, I would say, a typical clown in that he's got the red nose, the red wig.
Kind of a bozo.
And scary as all hell.
Yeah, and
Yeah,
and the white face makeup, he's got the polka-dotted suit or whatever, but he does have a hole in his groin area.
Right, and so most assuredly...
The clown snake is emerging.
Yes, and most assuredly, I will have nightmares this evening about this.
I apologize.
It's all right.
So... I thought it was fantastic, this gift.
Sure.
I thought it was very funny.
You were laughing.
I thought it was very funny.
And your wife joined in on this laughter.
She also thought it was
and
funny.
And the kids thought it was... No, I'm kidding.
I do think it's worth noting that the gifts came from Fat Cobra, which used to be a sex shop on Interstate Avenue, located conveniently across the street from an elementary school, of course.
And for those people who don't live in Portland, what area? That's kind of a... It's a neighborhoody, like you just described. It's a neighborhoody part of town.
Yeah, it's very neighborhoody. And I think we had Amy and I and my wife had joked about Fat Cobra in the past. Like, why is it right across the street from a school? And she had, I guess, dropped in, and that's where she had
shopped for you.
Shopped.
Yeah.
Right.
Very thoughtful.
Right.
Very nice.
Right.
So I have these gifts, And I think there comes a time in every gag gift's life where you start to think about, you know, am I going to hold on to the items or am I going to, you know, get rid of them in some way? And I think, you know, you start to think about, you know, usability. And I was like, I'm not really into the nipple clamps nor the beads, I would say. That's just my personal preference.
Sure. We're not doing any kink shaming here whatsoever.
No, I would never.
Never.
I would never. But I did have a particular gravitational pull towards fuck clowns. I just thought it was really funny. And so anytime we would have guests over for a party, you know, at some point after two or three glasses of wine, you get the DVD out and you pass it around and you all have a good laugh about it, right? It's a great party gag, right. I would say.
Amy gave you the gift that keeps on giving.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Fast forward a few years, and unfortunately, I did get a divorce.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's another story. We'll come in for another time to tell
that
one.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. And my parents came out to help me sort of help us divide all of our belongings. And so I remember coming home from work one day and my parents had said, like, well, we tried our best to separate some things between you and your wife. And what we tried to do is put all of your wife's stuff in the garage. Okay, but you probably should go to the garage and just make sure that everything in there belongs to her and does not belong to you.
Wow, your parents, that's so sweet of your parents
thoughtful.
To do that.
While I was at work, they did so much.
Wow.
Yeah, very great. And so, you know, at their request, I go into the garage. My wife was a baker, so she had a lot of her, like, baking trays, and she had an extra refrigerator and an extra freezer. And I don't know why I did this, but I started opening up some of these appliances just to make sure there was nothing inside. And I remember, just like it was yesterday, opening up the freezer door, and inside this freezer next to a couple of ice cube trays is fucking clowns. And so then, of course, there's all kinds of stuff going through my head, right? So not only did they find the adult box, which was, you know, on the top of the shelf in the closet. You know, everyone has an adult box,
of course,
right?
Were the beads and the toys in there still?
Whatever you're into.
Sure.
And so they had found the box, and they had decided that some things in the box definitely weren't their son's.
Right.
Right.
Definitely.
Perfect.
You're right.
And not weird at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I guess I had a choice to make at that moment. I could have left the DVD in the freezer, but there was just something inside of me that said, no, I really...
That's mine.
This is my DVD. I'm not losing this DVD
in
the divorce.
Yeah, there's a third choice. You could have recycled it or something, right?
Absolutely.
But
absolutely. No. And so I tucked it into my, like, belt or shirt or whatever, and then I walked back inside and I hid it, like, at the bottom of a box, as one does.
Sure.
Yes. So... That's already weird enough. Like, my mom is, you know, she's a boomer. She's raised in the South, you know, very conservative, I would say. And so I know already that, like, this is something that she's going to be thinking about quite a bit as she's lying awake in bed at night. Like,
it's going to get stuck in her worry, Jetty.
What's wrong? What is wrong with my oldest son? What did I do to make him... Like something as perverted as that.
She's going through, right? Like all of your birthdays in the past and everything.
Yes. Absolutely. There is actually, now that I think about it, there was one birthday for my younger brother that was clown themed. And I shit you not, like, she dressed up like a clown and she also made me dress up like a clown as well. And I remember very distinctly being in the bathroom, you know, her putting on my, you know, white face paint. So we'll have to do some, we'll probably have to talk to the therapist about that.
Yeah, there's some more unpacking to do there.
Quite a bit. All right, let's fast forward a few more years after this incident.
Feels good to fast forward with you.
I think so too. And I am going on a business trip abroad, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
To Brazil, as a matter of fact. And so I had called my parents and asked them to come watch the kids while I was gone, I think for like 5 or 6 days. And I think my dad, for some reason, couldn't make the trip, but my mom could. And so, you know, say goodbye to her, go on the trip, come back. And then I think the first thing she says to me when I walk in the door from this trip was something to the effect of, oh, I went ahead and I cleaned up the basement. Or I cleaned up a lot of things, including the basement, right? And so I'm like, okay, oh, all right, let's go. Let's go see what she did. So I walk down the stairs and I look in the basement. It was very messy and it was a lot tidier. Things had been put away. It looks like some sweeping had been done. And there was a big black trash bag in the middle of the floor on the concrete floor. And then on the very top of the trash bag, it was sort of left. I don't know if it was left purposely or intentionally sort of open.
Oh, I think intentionally.
Probably. You're probably right. But on the very top was the DVD. Fucking clowns right there. Come join the circus.
Decided belonged in the trash.
And so this is now the second time that she has found this DVD in my possession. And so now I can only imagine the machinations that are happening in her bed while staring at the ceiling fan, you know, at 2 a.m. Like, not only did he have it one time, but then he also somehow
took it from the freezer.
Yes,
well,
took it
or did
reclaimed
did he,
it.
Did he buy a new one?
Oh yeah, right.
Oh man, that's
you know
that's perhaps even a more devastating that is,
perhaps
possibility.
Clowns too, you know.
Yeah. So we didn't talk about it. I did not address this with my mother. I'm not even sure what else to say about it other than the fact that there is quite a bit of guilt that I'm holding over this incident. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So much guilt.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've never talked about it since?
Well, I did tell a moth story about this. And I did email the moth and I did have them send me a recording of this story. And then I did email the recording of the story to her with no like context or preface.
Right.
Maybe a mistake.
Did you get a reply back?
The only reply back that I got was, that's not how I remember it.
Yes.
I didn't do any follow-up. I'm
just
too nervous
lie,
to go back in there.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that means.
Right?
Wow.
What do you think it means?
I don't know what... it's not how I remember it. What could that mean? Let's think about that for a minute. Do you have conversations that you never have with your parents, Andrew?
Oh,
about anything?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Let's work through it with maybe some of our
please,
unspoken
please,
things.
Please.
Well, I'm wondering, maybe, do you remember what else was in that initial adult box? Maybe
it
was
you
a larger. Maybe it was.
I mean,
maybe there's a collection.
No,
I mean, you don't have to get specific.
Yeah,
but
I'm
I wonder,
not,
is
yeah.
that is that maybe where some of the
potentially,
potentially,
I'd say sort of some baubles, miscellaneous
yeah.
adult
tchotchke.
Adult tchotchkes.
Is it possible? Let me Nancy Drew this a little bit. Is it possible that your dad found it the first time and hid it and just like threw it in the freezer really quick so your mom wouldn't see it? So then when the second time happens, it's the first time she's seeing it. So like now there's been like, so she didn't have the through line.
This is a possibility I had not considered, but that is actually a pretty good guess.
Because,
I think.
Because he just like was like in a haste. He didn't want her to see it. He didn't think about putting it in his pants like you did. Because that probably would have seemed sacrilegious. I'm not putting clown porn in my pants.
Right. And knowing,
as a dad.
And knowing my father, I think he could and would have done that, taking it and putting it into the garage.
Is he taller than your mom?
Yeah, he is taller.
I mean, the box was up high.
He would have been the one who would have been able to reach it without...
Right,
you know, some sort of step stool.
Yeah,
and now are we digging into the psyche of your father, and that maybe when he was a kid, he had Playboys and he hid his Playboys in the freezer. Are we now making? Are we tracing back something
There's some
historically?
Sort of internalized shame behavior
right.
We all have to go to therapy.
And maybe
me and my
maybe your grandfather That's where he hit his porn, and maybe your dad had this seminal moment.
And maybe
where
his
found,
father.
Yes.
Right. Who was a pastor.
Right. Put it in the ice box.
Yep.
Well, I guess I have one burning question.
Okay. Okay.
Do you still own it?
I don't. That's a great question. I do not. So it was found on the trash heap, right? And I didn't want it to be destroyed, but I also didn't want to continue to carry the burden.
Yeah. Sure.
Like the albatross around my neck, so to speak. So I ended up hiding it in the wall, like the basement. There was a little hole in the wall, so I hid it in there.
Perfect.
For someone to discover
right.
in the future. Hopefully not a small child.
I have another
hopefully not.
A question for you. Did you ever watch it?
I did. I
okay.
did absolutely watch it.
And is it as horrific as I think it would have been?
100%.
Okay. 100%. I mean, for me, as a person who already doesn't like clowns, as we've established, I feel like this would be not... I feel like this would be not a great experience for me.
Yeah, the clown is, I would say, very menacing.
Ugh.
Yes, it's scary stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. Scary stuff. But I feel like I had to.
Right.
At least see what we were working with.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Are you still in touch with Amy?
No, but I would very much like to, I mean, guys, I guess this is my thing, but as soon as this comes out, I think I definitely want to send her.
Yeah.
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 I think she would appreciate it.
And then maybe you could write us a little note that we could follow up on.
Yes.
And we could post about,
okay.
About Amy's reaction.
Yeah.
Like, does she even remember, how long ago was this? Like 12?
This was at least, well, it was 20 years ago.
20 years ago.
Fact.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
20 years ago.
Friend, do you have any good, giving or getting gag gift?
Giving or getting gag. Well, I have a story with like one time I was performing in a show that was like a tour. People would travel through the show and it was like a horror show. So it was supposed to seem like it was 3D, though it was live. And so every once in a while I'd pick up something and kind of shove it towards the crowd like it was 3D. It was improvised. It was a sketch comedy kind of thing, horror show. And so this in this one part, I'm supposed to reach under this step. And I'm supposed to pull out like a bone, like a big dinosaur bone. And what I pull out is a big dildo with like this whole audience of people, including kids, and just like 3D-ing them with this dildo. And then just because I'm in the moment of it, I'm not realizing right away that what I've pulled out is a schlong, a horror schlong.
I think that's a crime.
I felt like it was a crime, and I had immediately pull it back. And then, because I was playing like this very like angry sort of older woman character who had to make sense of that and call it something so the children would not be traumatized by this experience. Mommy's little helper.
Disturbing image.
It was quite disturbing. So I have. How about you, Andrew?
I do remember when I was off to college, like you, this was before the internet. So you would get like the address of your roommate to be. Mm. And I was a little bit of a prankster. So I remember I went to McDonald's and there was like a recruiting pamphlet. And there was just this really funny looking redhead kid that was on the recruiting pamphlet. So I wrote my soon-to-be roommate about that, how that was me, and that how being part of the photo shoot for this recruiting pamphlet was like the highlight of my life. And I just really sold him on this whole character.
Oh my gosh.
And so I showed up that fall, and he was like, wait a minute, you're not a redhead. Like, I was like, oh yeah, I just made that whole thing up. And it was actually kind of this amazing, like,
did he get it? Did
he? Did, he totally
okay.
got it.
Okay. Yeah,
oh, wow. He
totally. And so then you were off to the races. You knew each other.
And he was
amazing.
Like, okay, you're funny. That's
I
like,
love that.
It was a great icebreaker
at the expense of another student.
Yeah, yeah,
that's like the meanest thing I've ever heard you do.
I know.
You're never mean, and I'm like, that is, I've never heard Andrew
yeah.
do this before.
Yeah, so yeah, Leon Avellino, he appreciated it. He was great.
Leon Avellito. Yeah. What a name.
Great roommate.
Man, Manhattan. He would get care packages from his mom with Midori. Like, I was like, you're 18. Your mom's sending you liquor. It was great.
Wow.
Yeah. Nice.
People have different parents.
So, hey, Britton, where can folks learn more about you or maybe your LinkedIn work?
Yeah, the best place for them to learn about my LinkedIn work would be LinkedIn.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I am on Instagram. Yeah, those are the two best places.
Just Britton Taylor, or do we have any
Britton Taylor?
Any dashes? Nope. Any M dashes? Nope. No.
No dashes. No numbers or letters.
And before we get to our final question, yes, we'd like to give a big thank you to all of our listeners. We really appreciate you tuning in time after time. And for those of you, who haven't done so yet, maybe consider subscribing.
Do a little downloading.
Give us a bunch of stars.
Like and subscribe.
Yeah. Like and subscribe. Thank you, Britton. Absolutely. And now, Britton, comes the time for our final question that we ask all of our guests, which is, what's something that's like maybe kind of innocuous to some or not a big deal, but kind of makes you come a little unhinged or unglued?
This is a really good question. I feel like there's a lot to choose from. but I'm going to have to go with people with really long hair.
Wow.
Okay.
And I guess I should be more specific, but I'm thinking it has to be longer than the middle of the back.
Okay.
And I just think it's gross. I think it's kind of unsanitary. Aesthetically, I don't think it looks good.
Wow.
Sometimes it's like a ponytail. I don't like it. I mean, you said like what's something maybe surprising, and that is
surprising.
That is my ick, is very long hair.
Wow, interesting. Do you just like have you had an incident? Have you had an incident where it's been stuck to like shower walls or?
I just think it can't be sanitary. Like, where is the hair going?
You're worried about.
And you're gonna wash. You're gonna wash the whole thing. I just don't.
If you're sitting behind someone in a movie theater who flips their hair over their chair, do you
refund.
Have to move?
Yeah, there's like peanut butter in there.
You're worried about what the hair might dip into. Yeah, is what I'm hearing.
I just
here.
Think it's gross.
Wow. Yeah. That is very specific.
Maybe I guess I'm just crazy for that take.
I didn't say that. That's your own complex, not mine.
Okay.
We keep worrying we're going to get repeats on this, and definitely not. You're safe. You're in the safe zone, Britton. On that one. I've not heard that before.
Wow. Well, thank you again to our listeners.
Thank you, Britton, for that lovely story.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Frayne.
Thank you, Andrew.
And thank you to our fabulous behind-the-scenes editor and producer, Julia Oppenheimer. Frayne Masters is executive producer. Frayne Masters and myself are co-hosts and co-creators. Thank you to musician and frontman for Lost Lander, Matt Sheehy, for creating our theme music, and Tim May for designing our logo. Thank you to Powell's Books and Kiln Co-working Space for making this episode and our live shows possible. We recorded this show at X-Ray FM. Find them online or 91.1 or 107.1. You can find more info about Andrew Frayne and Backfence Storytelling shows and workshops at backfencestorytelling.com. And thank you most of all to you for listening.
Thank you. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
I don't mean to brag, but we just absolutely crushed it. Oh my fucking God.